This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening, and welcome. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com, which very shortly I will be shooting a bunch of their ammo. Because we got a bunch of stuff to shoot right now, especially 5.56. I've got the bootleg gun, and I just got notified that PWS is the gun they're sending me is coming in. I've got the NOC coming from Agency Arms. So, quite a few things to shoot coming up. So I'll be burning some Ammunition Depot ammo. Interesting little thing going on right now this year. In 2008 and in 2012, the firearms industry saw a surge in both gun and ammo sales thanks to the presidential election. And while this cycle is no different for gun sales, in fact, maybe a record year, ammo is a completely different story. Mark DeYoung is the chief executive officer of Vista Outdoor, a conglomerate of shooting and outdoor brands, and said consumers just aren't buying up ammunition like they had in those years. He said, as you'll recall, we were out of stock. He thinks that consumers have built up a vast inventory at home and are still feeding off of it, so the demand isn't as high. He stated, I personally believe that a lot of consumers overstocked, pulled that ammo as quick as they could off those retail shelves, and took it home and put it there in their own basement. Touching on gun sales, he said consumers are mostly buying handguns and AR rifles, which none of Vista brands manufacture. However, production of ammo for those types of firearms, 9mm, 223, and 5.56, is at capacity. He said, if I had more 9mm, I could sell it. If I had more 5.56 and 223, I could sell it. For second quarter earnings, Vista reported $342.8 million in sales from the shooting sports, an increase of $10 million from the year before. Vista's brands falling in that category include gun maker Savage Arms and several ammo makers like Federal, Premium, CCI, Blazer, Spear, and American Eagle. Compared to gun sales, the Federal background check system, the industry's key indicator for sales, showed an increase of 15% for total checks in the past 4 months, according to figures published by the NICSBC system. 6 months into 2016, it has netted 32% or 3.4 million more checks than 2015 and continuing a pace for the biggest year on record. Competitor Winchester Ammunition, owned by chemical giant Olin Corp, reported last month an overall decrease in ammo sales compared to last year. For the quarter ending June 30th, the company raked in $181 million in sales, down by $13.2 million from 2015 and 8.2 million 6 months into the year. So with sales down, Olin's management thinks ammo demand this year will follow seasonal trends and sales will bounce back in hunting and holiday shopping seasons. DeYoung admitted that the politics have probably turned it from, you know, if you look at ammo as software, then the hardware would be the guns and people are buying the hardware. But you can never have enough ammo. He said, certainly the candidates who are on the stump are pounding the stump on Second Amendment issues. Yet it only makes sense that consumers also buy ammo for those firearms. And that's why 9mm and 5.56223 is leading the way. Mike Pfeiffer, the CEO of Sturm, Ruger & Company, which entered the ammo market last year, also dismissed describing sales this year as surging, but was hesitant to credit any increase directly to anti-gun politics. Yet he praised his company's fundraising efforts for the NRA and repeated elements of the organization's stump speech characterizing Clinton as wanting to abolish the Second Amendment. Ruger reported a 19% increase in sales for its second quarter, putting sales at $140.1 million and $341.1 million 6 months into the year. Gun sales made up 99% of all of Ruger's sales this quarter. What this means is that the ammo surge will come, but right now there's plenty of it out there. And for those, you know, it's interesting that they're buying a bunch of AR pattern rifles because the numbers that are out there are very hard to track. But at the same time, for every AR rifle that's out there, that's one more modern militiaman, if you will, one more modern musket in the hands of the populace. Not that I think that we would actually fight. I don't think we would actually fight sometimes American forces at all. I really don't. I don't think law enforcement goes along with that. I don't think the military goes along with that. Certainly elements of some or both would listen, but they're going to be coming under peer pressure. I'm not that worried about foreign troops either, because foreign troops, well, they're not exactly the same caliber, if I can put it that way. What I'm more concerned about is breakdowns. I'm worried about breakdowns, especially from, you know, people who are not prepared will be dangerous because they'll be desperate. But in the event that something happens, now, we're talking, last time somebody counted, I think they said there were 9 million AR patterns in the United States, which seems like a really low number to me, but that's beside the point. That is probably going to go up. maybe by a third. I'd imagine by the time this year is over, there'll be about 12, 13 million of them. If that few. Primarily because the market cratered on them. The market cratered on them. Getting into an AR-15 has never been easier to do. Some companies like Head Down, Primary Weapon Systems, they, in the niche in which they exist, they may have to actually take an order then build a gun because they don't keep them in stock. But companies like Wyndham Weaponry, Bushmaster, and DPMS, Delton, all these other guys, they got weapons. They got guns stocked up. And last time I talked to Mark Eliason at Wyndham, you know, there was a glut. So maybe that glut is selling down and the inventory is dwindling away. But this is the time to buy one of those things, and it's definitely the time to buy some ammo. Never got enough ammo. Buy whatever caliber handgun you got. One reason I only keep 9mm guns is I only have to buy one kind of ammo. And I buy the smallest. Well, not the smallest, but a pretty small one. Now, in answer to the request I've had about gun trust next week, Eric Woodard from 199 Trust is going to be joining me, and we will talk about whether a gun trust is a good or bad thing nowadays. That is coming up next week, just in response to some of the questions I've been asked on email. Second hour, we're going to be joined by Laura Carno. She has gone and taken the faster class with Buckeye Firearms. We're going to find out what she thought about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, the Self-Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I have two handguns that I have a lot of history with. Now, in the military, oh, thank you, Dr. John. In the military, I carried a 1911 for the most part. They did field the Beretta, and there were some people that had Berettas. I never had a Beretta except for when I was allowed to carry my Taurus PT-99 because they thought I had a Beretta. But most of the time, the issue weapon was a 1911. It was not a Colt. It was a Ithaca, I think, or something like that. Now, I carried that and qualified with that probably for 5-6 years, and I probably qualified with it at least 20 times. Because, in the military, you only have to qualify once, but when you go to gunnery, as often as we did in Germany, you shoot a lot. You shoot a lot. So the 1911 holds a special place in my heart. I love them. I would carry them. My biggest issue with 1911s today is capacity. No other, none other. That's it. Then there is the Glock. Now, the Glock also is as a civilian, I have carried the Glock longer than I carried the 1911 when I was in the military. And I've had several nice Glocks, I mean very nicely worked up Glocks by several different people. And right now my favorite, the ultimate for me, is Agency. And I have Agency Glocks that I carry on a regular basis. But what if you were to get out there and say, which one is the one that I can carry the best? And if you narrowed it down to what was the standard to what is the standard, which, for the longest time in semi-automatics, it was a 1911 until the 80s, really. And then now, of course, Glock was the first of the polymer Wonder 9s that came out there, and there's so many copycats out there today, or so many polymer guns out there that have, the polymer lower and the steel upper. Now, if you're looking at a young person, most of the time young people today are thinking they got to carry a Glock. I don't know why they think they got to carry a Glock, but they think they got to carry a Glock. Some younger people think that a 1911 is not safe, and they think that they're obsolete, and they think that only Glocks are safe. They don't really like to see a 1911 when it is in its self-defense posture, which for me is a round in the chamber, hammer back, safety on. So some of these people, some of these young people today that think Glocks are the end-all be-all, which they are very, very good. But the ones that look at the 1911 and the people that carry 1911s and the ones that carry them that way, they look at them like they need to be in a safe space because only the Glock is a safe gun. So there's a lot of ways to look at a lot of different things. If it's about the caliber, of course, Glock has something called the 21. The Glock 21 is the double stack 13 round 45 ACP. I have had many of them. Okay. The Glocks come with a 5-pound trigger. None of the Glocks can, there is not a Glock trigger made except for the Agency trigger, which is very, very close, that can equal a really good 1911 trigger, though. Glock's reliability comes from very generous tolerances. They are loose. They're mil-spec. And it's the same for a mil-spec 1911. The more play there is, the more likely it's going to shoot every time you pull the trigger. But there's no proof ever of a Glock surviving 30,000 round tests, okay? Or, excuse me, 300,000 round tests. And, of course, the 45 ACP myth is it not that it will kill you, it will also kill your soul because the round is so powerful. That's a myth. It messes up your soul a little bit, but it doesn't kill your soul. The declining love of a 1911, I think, nowadays is due to other factors. It's very difficult to clean because you have there's a little more to it to break it down. They're not sold or pushed that much nowadays because younger people know what they know, and they know Glocks. 9mm is a lot more fun to shoot. It's not as punishing. The learning curve is shorter. And then there's the weight. The 1911 is heavy, and the 45 ACP round is heavy, and hauling the gun, the mags, the rig, and 300 rounds to match can be a challenge all by itself. So the single biggest issue, though, is that Elmer Keith is dead. And for those of you who don't know, Elmer Keith was a longtime pistolero, writer at Guns and Ammo. He regarded guns to be tools of precision. And the 1911, people that know how to handle a 1911, like Tiger McKee and some of these guys that carry these things all the time, they're very interested in putting a lot of rounds in a very small place, whereas a Glock is going to be a gun that you can empty really fast, really quick. So what you basically have are two tribes here. Two tribes. You have the new, you have the old. The old is just as deadly as the new. Maybe a little bit more efficient, dare I say. There is no wrong or right answer in this, whether the 1911 is better than the Glock or vice versa. I carry the Glock for capacity. But the 1911 is a combat. It's a pistol designed purely for combat. It's used a lot in competition because that's, you know, a substitution of combat. So whichever one you have picked, if you're looking at one of those two, you are going to be getting a correct answer because either one of them are fine self-defense weapons. My only advice is whichever one you're going to carry, go train with it. And don't be afraid of the 1911. It is easy to take apart after you do it once or twice. It's easy to take apart. It's easy to get back together. It's easy to clean. And it is a perfect carry weapon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Cult Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The riots that occurred in Milwaukee last week have followed what has become a disastrous pattern that is playing out across the country. It has in the past few years. It continues to today. You had a poor African American or Black American neighborhood. I call them Black Americans because none of them are from Africa. Because I'm not a German American or a British American. I'm just an American. They're Americans too. In a poor American neighborhood with few job opportunities and not hardly any hope, a young Black male was killed by police. Locals, stirred up and joined by professional agitators, began to riot, which caused even more violence and more bloodshed and destruction of the neighborhood. And we've seen this set of circumstances play out in Ferguson, in Baltimore, Baton Rouge, and now in Milwaukee. And as the violence continues, the anger grows. But the solutions that we hear from our political pandering people remain inadequate. Gun control, body cameras, disarming the police, decriminalizing drugs. All of that is an answer to a question that was never asked. actually, that is an answer to a question that the question would be, what can we do that will not affect the plight of these people who can get so easily agitated by outside forces? Now, gun control, body cameras, those are the kind of things that the elites are discussing. And yet none of the proposals has much to do with the underlying cause of violence, which is poverty and despair. Now, there is David Clark, of course, the sheriff of Milwaukee. He spoke after the riots last week, and he offered one of the most thoughtful analyses of what has led to the frustration, anger, and resentment that Americans in many poor communities feel. He said, here's what causes riots. We have inescapable poverty in the city of Milwaukee. Milwaukee's like the sixth poorest city in America. You have massive black unemployment. I think it's at 32%. You have a failing K-12 public education system. It's one of the worst in the nation. You have questionable lifestyle choices. All of these kids with no fathers around, father absent homes, when fathers aren't around to shape the behavior of young men, they oftentimes grow up to be unmanageable misfits. Those are the ingredients. Milwaukee has all of them. And then he finished by saying, stop trying to fix the police and fix the ghetto. There's no better way to put that. Most Americans would share the goal of extending opportunity to our inner cities. But the sheriff is right that many don't want to talk about the real problems. The police are catching the brunt of the criticism. But they're not the problem. They're not the cause of the despair. Instead, the problem is a little more fundamental. When people are trapped in poverty, when they see no chance of getting out, when they're told to take food stamps, to live in public housing, and to stagger along as best they can, they lose hope. And they begin to despair. And when people despair, what comes after that is it's a little bit like going to the dark side. Don't give in to hate. You know, don't give in to fear, that kind of thing. That leads to the dark side. When people despair, anger and resentment can follow. Millions of us have been left behind in poverty. In the inner cities, their neighborhoods aren't safe, and the schools have failed them. Where are they to go? For many, the path of college and a four-year degree, the middle class route to a good job, that's not even an option. It's not even, like, on the radar. It's something they see in a movie. There needs to be a bridge between the inner cities and the middle class. For those the system has left behind. Above all, that means a learnable skill that pays good money and offers a chance at a good career. Now, maybe instead of gun control and body cameras and decriminalizing drugs and disarming cops, maybe we should figure out a way to truly educate and train poor Americans for good jobs. I hear all about these H-1 visas they're trying to get because they say America doesn't have the people to do it. Surely we do. Surely we do. Providing a system to train Americans for good jobs is one of our most urgent social challenges. So, opportunities for skills training and career-focused education programs are far more serious and practical response to the problems of the inner city than the calls for national conversations that we hear time and time again on the TV tube. And yet, as Clark noted in his comments after the Milwaukee riots, instead of strengthening the bridge to the middle class, a good job to help support a family, government is doing everything it can to weaken it. We have a welfare system that too often punishes work and rewards choices that destroys lives. We have a tax and regulatory system that makes it harder for small businesses to hire people, even when they're willing to take the risk of setting up shop in a dangerous neighborhood. And as recently as this month, we're reminded that bureaucrats in Washington are trying to kill the very job training and career education programs that help people learn the skills they need. You know, Rich in Montana is right. He's right. Some of this junk needs to be torn down. In the same month that Milwaukee was rioting and the problems of the inner city were dominating headlines, the bureaucrats at the Department of Education were sifting through comments submitted on their proposed defense to repayment regulation, which would require all schools to set aside funds to forgive student loan debts for those who claimed they were misrepresentations made to them about their programs. Because the proposed rule requires schools to set aside vast funds each time a lawsuit is filed, even though the claims are subject to the scrutiny of a court of law, merely the threat of lawsuits will likely drive many small independent career schools out of business. And that's precisely the point. Ideologically driven bureaucrats are pushing burdensome regulations that will bankrupt private career education schools and certificate programs. But they're the ones that would save the day. So, Republicans and Democrats, they need to, they should be for accountability in higher education. They should be for people being empowered to lift themselves out of poverty and pursue a good life here in these United States. And the bureaucrats should be honest about who they're fighting for in this war against private sector education. That's the trial lawyers and the ideologues and who they're fighting against. They aren't just attacking the schools, but they're attacking the students, the millions of Americans in the inner cities who are being left behind and then segue into the gangs and then they get murdered. That is the heartbreak of the inner city that our political system, our bureaucrats have wrought. We can no longer afford that. We're going to be right back. This is indeed Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Daniel, are you there? You see what I typed to you in the Comrex? I just didn't. I've had a slight change in the way the show is going to go. Do you see that? Outstanding. Thank you, sir. All right. Third hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morris. We're going to have some self-defense gun stories and some other, slow facts, blog facts. But second hour, Laura Carno is going to be joining us in about 12, 13 minutes. Now, Black Lives Matter's response to the shooting of a black suspect who allegedly pointed a firearm at a police officer is a declaration of open season on black people who act on, the Black Lives Matter's less responsible advice. So let's start with the incident that prompted riots in Milwaukee. During the chase, Sylvile Smith pulled out a stolen pistol that was fully loaded with stolen ammunition, and Smith raised the pistol to the officer. The officer ordered Smith to drop the gun and shot when he did not comply. First things first, that officer showed remarkable restraint. When that gun was at Sylvile Smith's side, the minute he doesn't drop it, then he's probably getting shot. If he's raising it, he's getting shot. It was his restraint was excessive to the point where it was foolhardy. He jeopardized his own life. I watched a demonstration at Front Sight that showed unequivocally why he should have fired the instant Smith began to raise the weapon. There, a student asked whether one should order a suspect to drop his weapon if the suspect has the weapon down at his side and has not yet aimed it. An instructor made sure everybody was wearing hearing protection, drew his weapon, held it down at his side, and had somebody else order him to drop it. The other person did not complete the word drop before the instructor fired a round into a target in front of the backstop. That's how quick it can be. Nobody has a legal or moral obligation to find out, possibly the hard way, whether the bad guy's skills are comparable to those of an experienced firearm instructor. Turns out, by the way, that the police officer also is black, which means that black lives seem to matter only if they're not the lives of black people, whom the Black Lives Matter calls pigs, as in pigs in a blanket, prime like bacon. BLM has furthermore shown its true contempt for black lives by inciting situations in which far more black people will be justifiably killed. And there's no other word for that, folks. When words equal a deadly threat, well, what you have when these mobs form is you have something called disparity of force. Now, I'm not going to try to give you legal advice, but laws of armed self-defense are largely consistent from one state to another. You can use deadly force on another person when you believe reasonably is defined by law that the individual has menaced you with death or serious bodily injury. Since there's no way to determine whether you're going to get serious bodily injury or not until you start getting serious bodily injury, that's pretty loosely interpreted. Now, you can never use deadly force or other force due to mere suspicion or to punish another person. The latter is the prerogative of the judicial system. It is very easy to cross a line at which law's hypothetical reasonable person believes his or her life to be in danger. The aggressor needs to do exactly two simple things to step over this line to be legally shot dead or put in the hospital on the spot. The first is to make a verbal or visual threat. I'm going to kill you. Give me your wallet. Or menace another person with a deadly weapon. The second is to display a credible means of putting that threat into effect. What would a credible means? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. As an example, the words, I'm going to kill you, may constitute a crime such as menacing or a terroristic threat, but they do not justify a lethal response if the speaker has no credible way to put them into effect. If a 12-year-old runs up on you, open-handed, no weapons, one-tenth of your weight and everything, says, I'm going to kill you, well, you can't kill this child. But an unarmed suspect, or even one who brandishes a knife from across a wide street, cannot carry out that threat either. They have to, with a gun, that's a different story, as Sylvile Smith apparently did. The threat and the means of carrying it out become one and the same, and the target of the aggression can open fire with no discussion or delay whatsoever. So it's all going to be varying. It's going to be based upon degrees of severity. If somebody is on your side of the street within six steps of you with a knife, hey, lethal force is warranted. The factor that could easily kill a lot of BLM people legally is what the law calls disparity of force. Masoud Ayoub provides an excellent description of this concept. It means the law assumes that a larger and stronger assailant does not need a weapon to kill or maim his intended victim, like a Mike Brown, for example. And the same assumption applies to multiple assailants. A 120-pound woman could easily be well within her rights to shoot a 180-pound man who assaults and batters her with nothing but his hands. A man might similarly be entitled to shoot two or more men who attack him with nothing but their hands. So, if you look at the video coming out of Milwaukee, they were targeting white people. They were targeting white people. The problem, and it's not a good problem to have, the problem is that there are a lot of people armed today, legally armed today. And I just described to you the basic two criteria that you need to be able to use lethal force. Threat communicated means to carry out the threat. I've described to you what disparity of force is. In my case, in somebody's case like me, I'm 55 years old. If I'm looking at a couple of 30-year-old guys, disparity of force. Now, looking at those two ingredients, I have everything I need for a justifiable homicide. Now, somebody who's so deranged as to charge a drawn gun clearly means death or serious harm to its owner, which is why a police officer shot Michael Brown for allegedly trying to disarm him. That would be my decision as a juror if the prosecutor had the poor judgment to bring the case to trial anyway. From the street thugs, where they're out there saying the beating up every white person is me, to any armed Caucasian, that's the same thing as when the Klan was out looking for black people. That's the same kind of call to them. You get that, right? Black Lives Matter. While it might not, depending on the distance between the thugs and the armed citizen in question, justify gunfire, it would certainly justify a conditioned red response, such as drawing and arming a weapon. Intelligent and responsible people don't put other people in a conditioned red because that's a good way to end up in a hospital or in the ground. Fire is also a deadly weapon. In a video, Sylvile Smith's sister tells other people to not burn down their own neighborhood, but to go to the suburbs. And the legality of deadly force to protect only property from arson varies from state to state. If you're in Texas, don't mess with it if you're an arsonist, though. And even anti-Second Amendment New York State says a person may use deadly physical force or if he or she reasonably believes such to be necessary to prevent or terminate the commission or attempted commission of arson. So, takeaway is that any Black Lives Matter people who act on this woman's incitement are asking to be greeted with a handgun, shotgun, or rifle if they set occupied homes and businesses on fire. A firebomb through a window, unlike a prowler who lurks around a building but cannot enter, is a clear and present danger to the occupants. And if you're in a car and you get surrounded, you have a gas pedal. So get ready, you know. Reginald Denny stopped in Los Angeles, and he got pulled out and hit in the head with everything in Los Angeles, literally. Bricks, hands, people. I mean, he was beat. One side of his face was beat into the shape of an ashtray. Don't know what Reginald's into anymore. Don't think he worries too much about stopping if he sees a mob of youths. He's just going to tap the gas. Tap the gas. So, you know, you got a 2-ton bludgeon. Tap that gas and, anyway, coming up next, Laura Carno. She took a test. She took a class. She took the faster course. We're going to talk to her about that and other things when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.